This piece, this is a very, very short piece, and this is, again, it's about me theorizing about how to be a girl, what it takes to be a girl, and so on and so forth, and about one of my main misunderstandings of Sigmund Freud, who was somebody who I started reading when I was very young, probably too young to understand him. So I got a lot of my ideas from Freud, which is not the best place to get ideas. I think it's far better to get ideas from Batman and Robin and things like that. So this piece is going to go somewhere. It's very short. It's incredibly rough. It's not even... it's obviously the first draft because there are words on the page, and I wrote it much of this this morning. Tomorrow morning... This is one of these things that I do every morning. I just check to see if I'm still a guy. Because, like, one of the things that I'm really fascinated by is, like, going to sleep. Ever since I've read Dracula, like, when you go to sleep, right? Like, you go to sleep, you shut your eyes, and shit's okay. You shut your eyes, like, the rest of the world stops, right? I don't want to freak any of you guys out, but it does. Like, while you guys are sleeping, shit's going on. Seriously. Then you like wake up and you go, man, I wonder what happened to me while I was sleeping. So I always do a physical check in the morning, make sure I still have a pee-pee. You know, because you don't know. And I check to, you know, I start here and then just go down my body, just checking in on things, you know? Yeah, just trust, man. That's all it's all about. You know, just trust that nothing's gonna change while you're sleeping. I encourage you to read Dracula. It should happen to Jonathan when he fell asleep, you know. Not to freak him out. But, yeah, while you're sleeping, there are some of us who are awake. People like me. We're waiting for you to fall asleep. Okay, so I'll see all you guys later tonight. Alright, so this is about waking up in the morning and checking in on you. Tomorrow morning, in all likelihood, I will wake up again, just like I woke up one more time earlier this morning, and still be inside this body, still be male. Gaze down between my legs and see in the mirror yet once again that I possess what others so desperately lack, and at least if I were still willing to believe in the word of Freud, so recklessly and so heroically envy. But I no longer trust Freud. I think he faked it. Seriously faked it in far less interesting ways than my first wife, who turned out to be a lesbian, as if I didn't see that one coming. Faked it. That stuff Freud wrote about mixturation and nosebleeds does not work. It is not real. I have literal proof of the failure of his theory. When I was a child, I used to pick my nose in private. And forgive me, now as a college professor, I never picked my nose, but not even think of it. But as a child, after reading Freud, or hearing about this nosebleed theory, I did pick my nose. A lot. Every day. I thought making my nose bleed would make me a girl. So I had one... That's really funny, by the way. It doesn't work. I mean, obviously. It just makes you an old, ugly guy or something, you know? I thought making my nose bleed would make me a girl. So I had one ferocious nose bleed after another. And the scary thing is this just true. Like, you can actually do fact-checking on this. And there are... There's documented evidence. There's hospital reports that I'm going to put in my memoir because, you know, Freud faked everything. But there's, like, reports of me going through with, like, the severe nosebleed and stuff. And so that's the thing that should scare you. I'll see a lot of you in class tomorrow. So I had one ferocious nosebleed after another, only to say a boy. Just like a girl, I bled and bled and never died. But I bled even more often than girls. Girls only bleed once a month, and their bleeding is part of their nature. I, on the other hand, had to make myself bleed, and I was bleeding nearly daily. Until my mother finally took me to the doctor, cauterized the veins in my nose, told me to quit picking my nose, told me that it was a disgusting habit, and for some reason, he told me that no girl would ever marry me. I was like 11. I wasn't really on the market. I just wanted the blood to stop, and then I wanted to get home. To watch Batman and Robin. He told me that with the way things were going, at any moment I could bleed to death. But I knew that I would rather die than not be a girl, so I continued to pick my nose and continued to bleed. Years later, I discovered that Freud was only talking metaphorically. I wasn't used to metaphors. I didn't appreciate them. I still had very little respect for a metaphor. In Pittsburgh, we beat people up for using metaphors. Take them out to the alley behind where the piano bar used to be, between there and where Gimbel used to be, and kick the living shit out of them. And the birds, there are no metaphors. Not one. It's like Charlie Daniel says to the famous philosopher. You just go on and lay your hands on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and see what happens. Years later, I will also discover that if a boy wears girls' clothes in Pittsburgh, he will get beat up. Men with no imagination will mistake him as a metaphor. In the hands of others, he will be made to bleed, fist and boot. There will be three of them, and they will use their fists, and they will use their boots. My glasses will raise. I will tell friends I had been mugged, but the muggers had not gotten away with anything of value, and that they became violent when they found that I did not have anything to their liking. This would happen in the suburbs. It would happen at night after the Northway Mall had closed. It would be snowing. I think there wasn't much else for them to do. At first, they seemed to be okay with the next best thing in place of the real thing itself, the object of their desire. But I was only a metaphor, crossing over, homeless. I've always wondered why a boy in girl's clothes can scare people more than a president with Alzheimer's disease does, or a president with an Oedipal complex. These people get to be on television. They are respected. People listen to these people. They get to push buttons. They get to think that you can send a nuclear warhead and recall it after it has been launched. This should also scare you, because this shit is true. This is the stuff that should really scare you. Like, a guy dressed up like a girl isn't that much of a threat. A president who thinks he can push a button and then push another one recalling it into this side of it. Well, that's just like, very funny. They get to think that you can send a nuclear warhead and recall it after it has been launched. And yet, no one fears this old television star. They voted for him, not just once, but twice. Then, in between beating people up who are different from them, they continued their rampage on freedom and voted for the metaphor Ronald once, then a second time, then a third time, then a fourth time. These people wear cowboy boots. If that same old George wears those same old cowboy boots that are never dirty, by the way, and that same old big Texan belt buckle in the wrong bar on Liberty Avenue, you just wait and see what happens. Meanwhile, put a boy in a nice tight miniskirt and the whole class freaks out. Even if the boy is a cross-country runner with incredible calf muscles and an ass to dodge for. Every morning for nearly 50 years, my life has been the same. Waking from dreams, uncertain, anxious, and excited. Waking every day with those nervous, slightly fragmented, frantic sugar plums and Christmas berries dancing around until breathless with that moment before unwrapping that first Christmas present, I look down and see, recognize, no, in no uncertain terms, that I remain, for yet one more day, still the man God had created in his own image, the chubby Buddha dog boy I was at birth, this man, Doug, me, I, a boy man with an ever so cute, no mistaking it, pee-pee in place of that which would not be there, in the very place of that which I wished was not there so that I could be the girl this boy so wanted to be, bold and at times downright hilarious, this pee-pee confounded Doug, me, to no end. I still do not believe in it, not like I believe in God or a good cookie. Sometimes seeing ain't believing after all. Sometimes seeing is little more than a myth of expectation. Thanks.